It's an honor
poder compartir la escritura.
Be able to preach the word of God.
Pero
but
hoy en esta mañana,
today in this morning,
yo quiero que hagamos algo diferente.
I want you to do something a little bit different.
¿Por qué no se pone sobre sus pies?
Why don't you rise from your feet? Stand up, sorry.
Sí.
More polite.
Y
and
siempre que vamos a compartir algo,
every time we want to share the word of God,
ya sea como pastores o ministros,
as a pastor or ministers,
tenemos la idea de cómo empezar.
We have an idea just how we're going to start the sermon.
Pero a veces no sabemos cómo vamos a terminar.
But sometimes we don't have idea how we're going to end.
Es verdad, ¿verdad?
And that is true, right, pastors?
Porque reconocemos que el que tiene la autoridad,
because we understand who has the authority,
y el que tiene el control en
and
todo,
who has the control,
es nuestro Señor.
It's our God, Father.
Él es el que tiene la autoridad.
He has the control and the authority.
No sé cómo va a terminar esto.
I don't know how is this going to finish.
Pero yo te aseguro algo.
But I'm assuring you something.
Va a terminar bien.
It's going to end up well.
Y sobre todo,
even though,
va a sacudir tu espíritu.
It's going to shake your spirit, man.
Tu alma.
Your soul.
Tu mente.
Your mind.
Y tu corazón.
And your heart.
No porque yo lo voy a hacer.
Not just because I'm going to do it.
Sino porque la escritura.
Because the word of God.
Y el Espíritu Santo.
And the Spirit.
Y Dios.
And God.
Tienen poder.
Has power.
Yo.
I.
Solamente soy un instrumento.
I'm just a vessel.
Pero el que tiene toda la autoridad,
but the one that has the whole authority,
y el que se lleva la gloria,
and the one that takes the honor,
es nuestro Señor.
It's our Heavenly Father.
Así que levantemos nuestras manos,
so
al
let's
cielo.
Lift up our hands.
Una señal de rendición.
It's just a sign of surrender.
Y una señal de adoración.
And a worship pose.
Y vamos a orar a Dios y vamos a decirle.
And we're going to say, pray to God.
Padre, en esta mañana,
Heavenly Father, in this morning,
nos disponemos,
we are open our hearts,
a escuchar tu palabra,
to hear your word,
a ser sensibles,
to be sensitive,
a tu Espíritu Santo,
to your spirit, to your Holy Spirit.
Gracias,
thank you,
por lo que tú vas a hacer en mi vida,
for what you have going to do in my life,
en el nombre de Jesús,
in the name of Jesus.
Oro también,
I pray as well,
para que mi vecino,
so my neighbor,
tú lo toques también.
That you would touch him.
Y le hables de una manera muy clara.
You would speak to his life very clearly.
Y fuerte a su corazón.
And strong to his heart.
De acuerdo a sus necesidades.
According to his needs.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Y ahora sí, dile al que está enseguida.
Now say the one who's next to you.
Prepárate.
Get ready.
Dios tiene algo para ti.
God has something for you.
Woo! Ah, se me fue. Okay. Bueno, todos tienen su bosquejo.
Everyone has to use, I call them cheat sheets.
Insert.
Yes, insert.
Eso no,
that's the right word.
Exactamente.
I call it cheat sheets.
No, quería leerles algo antes de empezar que lo tenía por aquí. Sí, pero es algo cortito. Bueno. Ok.
All right.
Le he titulado esta enseñanza, El Reino de los Cielos se acerca.
I have titled this message, The Kingdom of Heaven, It's Near.
Y quiero decirte lo siguiente.
Sorry. And I want to tell you the following.
Las buenas predicaciones,
the good preachings,
no cambian.
They don't change.
Otra vez lo voy a repetir.
I'm going to repeat myself again.
Las buenas predicaciones,
the good preachings, sermons,
no cambian.
They don't change.
Si es verdad,
it's true,
que hay hombres y mujeres,
there's women and men,
que Dios los usa de una manera muy fuerte,
that God uses them very strongly.
Predican, enseñan.
They preach, teach.
La escritura muy bien.
Very well the scripture.
Pero,
but,
lo que cambia la vida de un corazón de una persona,
the one that changes the heart of a man,
es la palabra.
It's the word of God.
Basada,
based upon,
en las decisiones,
on the decisions,
que la persona toma.
That the person takes.
Entonces podemos decir esto.
So we can say this.
Las buenas predicaciones no cambian.
The good preachers don't doesn't change you.
Lo que cambia son las buenas decisiones que tú tomas.
Decisions that you take.
Tus decisiones,
your decisions,
hacen una diferencia.
Make the difference.
Basada en lo que la escritura,
based upon the word of God,
te habla en lo personal.
It's talking to you in your personal life.
Eso marca una diferencia.
That's what it changed
en la vida de una persona.
In a person's life.
Cuando nosotros vemos en la escritura,
when we see in the word of God,
y específicamente en el libro de Mateo,
specifically on Matthew,
capítulo 4 verso 17,
it's on you guys, it's not a screen, it's 4 in verse 17.
Va a aparecer en el screen, y si no usted lo trae en sus notas.
It's going to appear on the, there is in the screen, and it's, you have it in your notes.
Dice, desde entonces comenzó Jesús a predicar y a decir, arrepiéntanse porque el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
From then on, Jesus began to preach, repent from your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
Yo me imagino que cuando Jesús estaba en ese momento,
I believe in that moment when Jesus was present,
y les hablaba a las multitudes,
and he would speak to the multitudes,
y cuando él dijo esta frase,
and he would say to this, this phrase,
arrepiéntanse,
repent,
y cuando él dijo la siguiente frase,
and when he said the following phrase,
porque el reino de los cielos se ha acercado,
because the kingdom of God has come near,
yo no creo a un Jesús,
I don't believe a Jesus,
que estaba preocupado ni triste.
That he was worried or sad.
Yo me imagino a un Jesús.
I believe I see a Jesus.
Que cuando él dijo el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
When he mentioned this, that the kingdom of heaven has come near.
Yo creo que él lo hacía como yo en lo personal estoy sintiendo en este momento.
I think he would do it like kind of this way, like I'm feeling right now.
Una sonrisa.
A smile.
Una esperanza.
A hope.
Una alegría.
A joy.
Voltate con el que esté enseguida y dile.
And turn to the person that is next to you.
El reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
And say this, the following: the kingdom of heaven has come near.
Dile.
Tell them.
Dile, el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
The kingdom of heaven is has come.
A lo mejor ahorita todavía no lo identificas bien.
Maybe you don't understand or process it pretty well.
Pero conforme desarrollemos la enseñanza,
but as we continue to our message,
lo vamos a entender mejor.
We're going to understand it more.
Esta frase,
this phrase right here,
el reino de los cielos se ha acercado,
the kingdom of heaven has come near,
aparece en tres ocasiones,
it appears in three occasions,
por nuestro Señor Jesús,
by our Lord Jesus.
En Mateo 4:17, donde
Matthew,
leímos,
17, where we read it,
en Mateo 16:21,
in Matthew 16:21,
en Mateo 26:16.
And then on Matthew 26:16.
Y en la boca de Jesús,
and then on the mouth of Jesus,
tiene un nuevo sentido.
Has a new change, a new way to say it.
Había un nuevo sentido.
There was a new way to say it.
Para la población de aquellos años.
For the people of those years.
Tanto para los judíos,
for the Jewish,
para los griegos,
for the Greek,
y para los gentiles.
From the gentiles,
recordemos que los gentiles,
remember, the gentiles
son todas aquellas personas,
they were all those kind of people, all those persons,
que no vienen de descendencia,
they were not descended,
de las 12 tribus de Israel,
from the 12 tribes of the Jewish people,
pero sobre todo para los judíos,
but for the Jewish people,
para ellos era un nuevo sentido,
for them it was a new, like a new air or a new breed.
Que un hombre como Jesús,
like a man like Jesus,
se presentara y dijera,
would present himself and said the following,
arrepiéntanse,
repent,
porque el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
God's kingdom has come near.
Para el pueblo de los judíos,
for the Jewish people,
ellos esperaban un reino de Dios,
they were waiting for a kingdom.
No como se los estaba presentando Jesús.
Not like Jesus was presented them.
Ellos creían en el reino de Dios.
They believed in the kingdom of God,
que iba a venir.
That he was gonna come,
como está de alguna manera escrito.
Like it's written,
y figurado.
And just figuratively say,
en el libro de Apocalipsis.
In Apocalypse or Revelation, sorry.
Que viene el Mesías.
That the Messiah comes,
con mano fuerte.
Like a strong hand.
Poderoso.
Powerful.
Con caballo blanco.
With white horse.
A traer juicio sobre la tierra.
To come to judge the earth.
A destruir a los malvados que estaban en contra de Dios.
To destroy all the wicked men that were against God.
A destruir esta tierra.
To destroy this earth.
Para establecer la nueva Jerusalén.
To establish the new Jerusalem.
Ellos esperaban ese reino de los
cielos. They were waiting for this new kingdom.
Ellos no esperaban a un Jesús.
They were not waiting for a Jesus
que viniera y enseñara un estilo de vida diferente.
That would teach some style of life different.
Para ellos era un contraste.
For them, it was like a mind change or something that they were.
En lo que ellos conocían en el libro de Isaías, en el libro de Daniel y en el libro de Apocalipsis.
On Isaiah, Daniel, in a Revelation.
Entonces para ellos era algo difícil de poder captar.
For them, it was so hard to process this.
Pero más sin embargo,
but even though,
cuando Jesús les presenta que el reino de los cielos se ha acercado,
when Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is near,
él estaba hablando del presente,
he was talking about the present,
y del futuro que vendría,
and the future that would come.
Algo bien interesante también es,
something very interesting it is as well,
Juan el Bautista,
John the Baptist,
también utilizó esta frase,
also used this phrase.
En Mateo 3:2,
in Matthew 3:2,
él dijo también,
he said the following,
arrepiéntanse porque el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
Repent because the kingdom of heaven has come.
Cuando Juan el Bautista lo dice,
when John the Baptist says it,
en ese mismo momento,
in that same moment,
aparece nuestro Señor Jesús,
our Lord Savior comes,
caminando,
walking,
porque Juan el Bautista,
because John the Baptist,
estaba en ese momento bautizando personas.
He was baptizing people at the moment.
Por eso se le menciona a Juan el Bautista.
That's why they call him John the Baptist.
Porque era el que bautizaba.
It was the one that did the baptisms.
O el bautizador, pues, en otras palabras.
Or the one that baptized, I guess, people.
¿Sí? Entonces, cuando él está haciendo eso,
so when he's doing this,
Jesús viene caminando.
Jesus comes walking.
Y él dijo,
and he said the following,
pero viene uno detrás de mí,
but there's another one that comes before me,
que ni soy digno,
that I'm not even dignified,
de desatar sus sandalias,
his sandals, worthy, sorry, thank you.
No soy digno de hacer eso.
I'm not even worthy,
porque él es mayor que yo,
because he's greater than me.
Y está hablando de Jesús.
And he was talking about Jesus.
Y en ese momento apareció Jesús.
In that moment Jesus appeared.
Y Jesús fue bautizado.
And Jesus was baptized.
Y Juan le decía, tú me tienes que bautizar a mí.
And John said, you need to baptize me.
Pero le dijo, no, es necesario.
But he said, Jesus said, no, this is necessary.
Que así se haga.
That it would be done.
Ahora interesante.
This is very interesting.
Con el nacimiento de Jesús en Belén,
with the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem,
en los años 6 y 4 antes de Jesucristo,
in the year 6 or 4 AC,
Dios entró en las historias de la humanidad,
God entered through the histories of man,
para redención,
for redemption,
y con un poder renovado,
and a power that renovates,
llamándolo así,
and call it itself
nuevo pacto,
new covenant.
El nuevo pacto se estaba abriendo.
And the new covenant was getting ready to be open.
Quizás para nosotros actualmente,
for us, maybe actually at the moment,
es fácil recibirlo en nuestra mente.
It's easy to understand it.
Nuevo pacto.
New covenant.
Lo entendemos.
We understand it.
Porque la historia ya nos ha enseñado mucho.
Because the history has taught us a lot.
Pero para los judíos,
but for the Jewish people,
y la humanidad de aquellos años,
and the humanity on those years,
era difícil entender.
It was hard for them to understand.
Acerca del nuevo pacto.
To understand the new covenant.
Porque ellos conocían solamente uno.
Because they only knew one.
Y para ellos,
and for them,
era el pacto actual.
It was the covenant that it was right now present at the moment.
Para nosotros es el antiguo.
For us is the old one.
Pero para ellos no lo era.
For them, they don't see it. They didn't see it like that.
Era el pacto que estaba vigente.
It was the pact or the covenant that it was at the moment present.
Pero Jesús se aparece.
But Jesus appears.
Y viene a establecer un nuevo pacto.
And establish a new kingdom.
Viene a establecer
a new covenant.
El reino de Dios en la tierra.
The kingdom of heaven on earth.
Y esto sacude.
And this shakes.
A muchas personas.
Many people.
Y sobre todo las personas que empiezan a sacudir.
And those people that start being shaken.
Y empieza a desafiar.
And start challenging.
Es a los líderes religiosos de aquellos años.
Leadership, religious, all the law.
Fariseos.
Pharisees.
Escribas.
Scribes thing.
Saduceos.
Sadducees.
Que eran los hombres que de alguna manera.
They were the men.
Se encargaban de enseñar al pueblo.
They were in charge to teach the people,
la ley mosaica,
of the covenant of Moses.
Los mandamientos que Dios le había dado a Moisés.
The mandamientos que God has given to Moses.
Eran los hombres que se encargaban de enseñar.
They were the men who were able to teach.
El libro de la ley.
The book of the law.
Todo lo que está escrito de alguna manera.
Everything that is written.
En lo que le llamaban el Pentateuco.
That we call the Pentateuch.
Que son los cinco libros.
They are the five books of the Bible.
Principios que ahora conocemos como la Biblia.
There are principles that we know as the Bible now.
Pero recuerden que en aquellos años.
But remember in those days.
No había Biblia.
There was no Bible.
Había el libro de la ley.
There was the book of the law.
Le llamaban el libro del Pentateuco.
They call it Pentateuch book.
Y estaba formado por Génesis.
It was formed by Genesis.
Que era toda la creación que conocemos que nos describe.
It was all the creation that it describes.
Estaba el libro de Éxodo.
It was Exodus.
Que te habla acerca de todo lo que el pueblo de Dios
it talks about all the people
en Egipto pasó.
They went through Egypt.
Levítico,
Leviticus,
cuando el pueblo empieza a entrar a la tierra prometida,
the God's people start
con Josué
into the new promised land with Joseph.
Y Levítico,
en el otro números,
Levítico,
Leviticus.
Es el libro donde se empiezan a establecer las leyes.
It's where the laws are being established.
Y luego viene el libro de Números,
and the Numbers comes,
donde te habla acerca de cómo el pueblo de los hebreos que fue sacado de Egipto,
and it talks how the people, God's people were taken out,
fue multiplicado en gran manera,
and they were multiplied in many ways.
Y viene el último libro,
and then the last book,
que se llama,
that is
Deuteronomio,
Deuteronomy,
es el refuerzo,
and it's the strong,
es el refuerzo del libro de Levítico.
It's just like a backup of the
es Leviticus un recordatorio, book.
It's just a remember,
y un amplio más,
it just
acerca de los mandamientos y es más amplio acerca de los mandamientos.
It's just open sea of the Ten Commandments.
Entonces cuando Jesús viene en esos años,
and when Jesus come in those years,
ellos se regían por esos libros.
They were ruled by those books.
Entonces cuando Jesús viene y se aparece,
when Jesus comes and appears,
y les dice,
and he tells them,
arrepiéntanse,
repent.
Porque el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
Because the kingdom of God has come near.
Nosotros tenemos que entender algo.
We gotta understand something here.
¿De qué se iban a arrepentir los?
For what they're gonna get repented?
Los judíos.
The Jewish people.
Si ellos estaban apegados,
they were already doing
a la ley mosaica.
To the law of Moses.
Creían en los libros.
They believe in the books.
Vivían conforme a Dios decía.
They would follow like God said. To follow the law.
Cumplían las fiestas solemnes que estaban establecidas.
The holidays that they were established, they would accomplish them.
Guardaban el Sabbat.
They would take care of the Sabbath.
Pero había algo diferente en ellos.
But there was something different about them.
Cumplían.
They would
religiosamente.
All the religious.
Pero no había una obediencia.
But there was not an obedience.
En el alma,
on the heart,
en la mente,
soul, on the mind,
en espíritu por agradar a Dios,
on the spirit to willing to obey God or to not to obey, to be pleasing to God.
La diferencia era,
the difference was,
que ellos tenían que hacer algo diferente en sus vidas,
that they needed to do something different in their lives.
Y la diferencia venía,
and the difference comes,
que Jesús viene y se les acerca,
that Jesus comes and tells them.
Y les dice, arrepiéntanse.
Repent.
Porque el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
Because the kingdom of heaven has come near.
Habían vivido con una relación con Dios.
They have lived with a relationship with God.
Religiosamente.
Religious way.
Solamente en conocimiento intelectual.
Only knowledge in.
Pero Dios no quería que tuviéramos un conocimiento intelectual con él.
But God didn't want him just to have a knowledge of him in our minds.
Dios quiere que tengamos una experiencia personal con él.
An experience with him.
Eso marca una diferencia.
That marks your difference.
Una experiencia personal con él.
An experience with him.
Jesús enseñó que el reino de los cielos,
Jesus taught that the kingdom of heaven,
estaba presente en él.
It was present on him.
Y sus enseñanzas.
And his teachings.
Por lo tanto,
therefore,
el reino de los cielos también tiene un enfoque hacia el presente y hacia el futuro.
The kingdom of God has a mark on the present and on the future.
Vamos a ver tres deseos del reino de Dios.
We're going to have three desires of the kingdom of God.
Vamos a ver el primero.
We're going to see the following.
Y no por como lo estoy presentando significa que es el orden como Dios funciona, ¿eh?
And it's not just how I'm presenting, it's how God works.
Yo lo acomodé nada más de manera homilética.
I just apply it in a just theology way or just to teach it.
Pero el primero es este.
The first one is this one.
El primer deseo del reino de Dios es
the first desire of the kingdom of God is
arrepentimiento.
To be repentance.
Repiten conmigo, arrepentimiento.
Repeat with me, repentance.
Ese es el primero.
La This palabra, is the first ones.
La palabra arrepentimiento del griego metanoeo.
The word repentance from the Hebrew metihem.
¿Sí? Está dividida en dos palabras.
It's divided in two words.
Con sus significados.
With different meanings.
La primera, meta,
which is a met,
implica un cambio.
Imply changes.
Noeon implica el asiento de la reflexión moral.
And Heni sets the moral reflection.
Esto es un significado derivado del griego.
This is lo repites.
Ese es su significado
this
del origen griego.
This is just the significance of the Greek word.
¿Por qué le estoy hablando del griego?
Why am I speaking about the Greek?
¿Por qué no del español o del inglés?
Why are we not speaking about the English
or
the Spanish?
¿Qué nos importa el griego?
We're not even Greeks.
I don't understand. Speak the griego.
No hablamos. We don't speak Greek.
Bueno, tenemos que entender esto.
We gotta understand the following here.
El Antiguo Testamento,
the Old Testament,
fue escrito,
was written
en arameo,
in Aramaic. I think Aramaic.
Sí.
Aramaic. Yes.
El Nuevo Testamento,
the New Testament,
fue escrito en griego,
it was written in Greek,
y en hebreo,
in Hebrew.
Si nosotros queremos encontrar la definición exacta,
if we want to really find the right, correct definition
de las palabras,
of the words,
tenemos que ir al origen,
we need to go to the origin
del idioma que fue escrita la Biblia.
Of the language that it was written on,
fue escrita en griego.
It was written on Greek.
En hebreo.
In Hebrew.
Nuevo Testamento.
The New Testament.
Pero el Antiguo Testamento.
But the Old Testament.
Todo fue escrito en arameo.
Was Aramaic. Was all written in Aramaic.
Sí.
All right.
Entonces.
And then,
vamos a ver qué significa también esta palabra arrepentimiento.
We're going to see what this word repentance means.
En hebreo.
In Hebrew.
Significa, viene del origen, naham.
The word in Hebrew is naham.
Conecta la palabra con un, ahí van a llenar unos espacios en su bosquejo.
You're going to connect the word in on your sheets. You can fill out.
Cambio de corazón o de disposición.
Change of heart or disposition.
Sí, aquí incluso aquí está, ¿verdad?
It's right there on the screen.
Cambio de corazón o de disposición.
Change of heart or disposition.
La palabra naham.
The word naham.
Conecta.
It connects.
Cambio de mente.
Change of mind.
También.
As well.
Cambio de propósito.
Change of purpose.
Cambio de conducta.
Change of behavior.
En contraste, con la palabra metanoeo.
Just to connect the word naham.
Involucra un cambio en la conducta.
It involves in a change on the behavior.
Una enmienda con Dios.
Closer encounter with God.
Una vida diferente.
A different life.
Ahora, ¿qué idioma hablaba Jesús? So español.
What language did Jesus speak? Spanish.
No.
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 English.
English. Jesus speak English.
¿Quién sabe qué idioma hablaba Jesús?
Who knows what language did Jesus speak?
¿Cuántos vieron la película de Pasión?
You guys saw The Passion Christ?
¿Sí? ¿Qué idioma hablaba Jesús?
What was the language he spoke?
¿Qué?
Which one?
Hebreo. Jesús hablaba
yes,
hebreo.
Hebrew. He would speak Hebrew.
Sí. Jesús sabía.
Jesus knew.
Cuando les dijo.
When he would tell them.
Arrepiéntanse.
Repent.
Porque el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
Because the kingdom of heaven is near.
Tu Naham está aquí.
It would say, your Naham is here.
Tu cambio de mente.
Your change of mind. Yeah.
Tu cambio de corazón.
Your change of heart.
Tu cambio de vida.
Your change of life.
Un nuevo propósito para tu vida ha llegado.
Your new purpose has come.
Tu Naham está aquí.
Your Naham is here.
Volteate con el que está enseguida.
Turn the person who's next to you.
Dile tu Naham está aquí.
Tell him your Naham is here.
¿Sí?
Yes.
Tu Naham.
Your Naham.
Una palabra que Jesús usaba.
It's a word that Jesus used.
Él enseñó.
He would teach.
Arrepentimiento.
Repentance.
Naham.
Naham.
Cambio de corazón.
Change of heart.
Cambio de mente.
Change of mind.
Cambio de propósito.
Change of purpose.
Cambio de conducta.
Change of behavior.
Cuando el Naham viene a tu vida.
When the Naham comes to your life.
Tú ya no eres igual.
You're not the same.
Tú sufres un cambio.
You suffer a change.
Total.
Completely. Yes.
En todas tus áreas.
Every way of your life.
En Naham.
The Naham.
Cuando viene con el reino de Dios.
Comes with the kingdom of God.
El reino de Dios quiere que tú seas diferente.
The kingdom of God wants you to be different.
En Naham,
the Naham
rompe,
breaks
la religiosidad,
the religious,
y te lleva a una relación con Dios.
And takes you to a relationship with God.
En Naham,
the Naham
te revela,
it reveals to you
el amor del Padre,
the love of the Father.
En Naham,
the Naham
te va a llevar a lugares que tú nunca te habías imaginado.
It's going to take you places you have never seen.
Espirituales.
Spiritual.
El Naham.
The Naham.
Te va a dar sentido y propósito en la vida.
It's going to give you purpose in life.
El Naham.
Naham.
Va a poner una paz y un gozo.
It's going to put a joy and a hope.
Que tú nunca habías experimentado.
That you have never experienced.
El Naham. Hace una diferencia.
It makes a difference.
Dice primera de Juan 1:9.
It says the following on John 1:9.
Ahorita va a aparecer aquí arriba.
It's going to appear right there on the screen for us.
Dice en español.
It says in Spanish.
Si confesamos nuestros pecados, Dios, que es fiel y justo, nos los perdonará y nos va a limpiar de toda maldad.
It says on John 1:9. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness.
¡Qué palabra tan más hermosa!
This is a beautiful word.
El Naham,
the Naham,
me dice,
tells me,
que si yo voy con Dios,
if I go with God,
le digo, Señor, perdóname,
and I tell him, forgive me,
Dios en el instante,
at the moment,
me perdona.
God forgives me.
Todo.
Everything.
Todo. Y no solamente eso el Naham hace.
Not just that the Hamas, that's what he does.
Dice que me limpia.
That he cleans me.
De toda maldad.
Of any sin.
Porque nuestra vida sin Jesús.
Because our life without Jesus.
Nuestra vida sin Dios.
Our life without God.
Cuando la hemos vivido religiosamente.
Just religiously.
No con una relación.
Not with a relationship.
Hay maldad en nuestra mente.
There's wickedness in our minds.
Y hay maldad en nuestro corazón.
And there's wickedness in our hearts.
Y muchas otras cosas.
And many things.
Pero cuando el Naham viene.
When Naham comes to our life.
Y somos confrontados.
And we are confronted.
Somos libres.
We are free.
Yes. Por Jesús.
By Jesus.
Y viene una nueva vida a nuestra vida.
And there's a new life in our life.
Y algo se rompe en nuestro ser.
And there's something broken in our lives.
El arrepentimiento.
And repentance.
Que es el Naham.
That is Naham.
Tiene que ver con creer.
It's equal to believe.
Por eso al principio yo les decía.
That's why in the beginning I would say,
las buenas predicaciones no cambian.
The good preachers don't change.
Lo que cambia son tus buenas decisiones.
What they change are your good decisions.
Pero esas decisiones están basadas.
But those decisions are based
en tu fe.
In your faith.
Levanta tus dos manos ahí donde estás.
Lift both of your hands.
Repite conmigo.
And say the following with me.
Señor,
Heaven Father,
aumenta mi fe.
Increase my faith.
Para seguir creyendo.
So I could keep believing.
En lo que tú me has perdonado.
In what you have already forgiven.
Amen.
Amen.
Gracias, Padre. Hechos 3:19.
Acts 3:19.
Vamos a leer Hechos 3:19. Y dice así.
And the following says.
Por tanto, para que sean borrados sus pecados, arrepiéntanse, que es Naham, y vuélvanse a Dios, a fin de que vengan tiempos de descanso de parte del Señor.
Now repent that the Naham from your sins and turn to God, so you that your sins may be wiped away.
¿Tiempos de qué?
Times of what?
Tiempos de paz.
Times of joy.
Tiempos de refrigerio.
Times of goodness.
Yeah. Yo recuerdo cuando yo acepté a Jesús.
I remember when I accepted Jesus Christ.
A la edad de 22 años.
I was 22 years old.
Todos digan, ¡uh!
Everyone say, ¡uh!
Hace mucho.
It's a very long time.
Hace 30 años. ¿Hace 30 años?
Like 30 something.
De ahí en adelante,
from that point moment,
yo experimenté una paz.
I felt a peace
que nunca había experimentado.
That I had never experienced in my life.
Pude dormir de una manera,
I could sleep
tan tranquila,
very peacefully,
que mi esposa no me podía despertar.
That my wife was not able to wake me up.
¿Sí? Pero,
but
el Naham es lo que hace.
That's what Naham. That's what it does.
Trae un descanso.
Brings a peace.
El pecado,
the sin,
las malas decisiones,
the bad decisions,
nuestros errores,
our errors,
son una carga en nuestra vida.
They're a burden in our lives.
Cuando nosotros se las entregamos a Dios,
when we give them to God,
hay un descanso.
There is a rest.
Somos libres.
We are free.
Isaías 55:7.
Isaiah 55:7 says.
Dice así. Que abandone el malvado su camino y el perverso sus pensamientos.
Let the wicked change their ways and the sorry. I got lost.
55:7.
Sí, sí. Es que estaba I was trying to read in Spanish, sorry. I have them here too. Let the wicked change their ways and match their very thoughts of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord and they may have mercy on them. Just turn to our God for he will forgive generously.
Segunda de Corintios 5:17.
And then Corinthians 5:17 says.
Por lo tanto, si alguno está en Cristo, es una nueva creación.
This means that anyone who belongs to Christ, it's a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun.
En Naham.
The Naham.
Es un sello.
It's a seal.
Tú ya no eres igual.
You're not the same.
Después de que te has arrepentido.
Once you have repented.
En Naham dice.
The Naham says.
Ya no eres el mismo.
You are not the same.
Amen. Físicamente sí.
Maybe physically or on the outside you are.
Pero internamente,
but inside,
en tu mente,
in your mind,
en tu corazón,
in your heart,
en tus pensamientos,
in your thoughts,
en tu propósito,
in your purpose,
tú ya no eres el mismo.
You are not the same.
And Naham,
the Naham,
cambia tu vida en la tierra,
change your life in the earth,
para establecer un futuro,
so we can establish a future.
Cuando salgas de aquí,
when you go to
wow,
wow.
Y para esto,
and for this.
Yo quiero pedirle,
I want to ask this,
a una persona,
a person
que amo mucho, yo he mirado como Dios,
I love very dearly and I see how God
ha hecho cosas grandes en ella.
Has done many great things.
Quiero
for
que
her.
Recibamos a Mike.
I would like you guys we receive Mike.
Él nos va a presentar su testimonio applause. El día de hoy.
He's going to present his testimony.
Woo! Sí.
Come on, brother.
Oh, let me get it. Thank you, Pastor Cruz. So about 3 years ago when I started coming here, I was a much different person, emotionally, very angry.
Estaba enojado.
Not a person of faith.
No, una persona sin fe, espíritu.
And Pastor Cruz started praying with me.
Empezó a orar por mí.
And praying with my family.
Orando por mi familia.
His family also came through our home and prayed with me and my wife.
Casa,
and my wife was sick.
Mi esposa está enferma.
And so he comes to me and says that he recognizes all these changes that I've went through over the last couple of years.
Todos los cambios que he pasado en mi vida.
He wanted me to do a testimony.
Y me dijo mi testimonio.
So, así in preparing for this testimony,
preparado para este testimonio,
I've been through a lot in my life, and so it would take much longer to go through all that than I have in the next 15 minutes here. So I prayed to God to give me what I needed to reveal about myself today.
Revelar en este momento.
So, my name is Mike York.
Mi nombre es Mike.
I'm from Niles, Michigan.
Soy de Niles, Michigan.
I'm married to my beautiful wife, Charlotte.
Estoy casado con mi hermosa esposa.
This year is 16 years we've been married now.
Hemos estado casados 16 años.
We have two wonderful twin girls, Elizabeth and Emily.
Tenemos dos niñas hermosas, Elizabeth y Emily.
They are 10 years old and will be turning 11 this July.
Y el otro se convierte en 11.
For a career, I am a collision repair technician, which means that I fix wrecked cars. I do repair work, paint repair, mechanical. I do it all. I've been doing this now 20 years this year.
Lo he hecho esto por 20 años.
So I started working on cars about 7 years old with my father, who was also in the paint and repair business, learning how to weld, how to identify sizes of bolts and nuts. And also I learned from my grandfather, who was a mechanic.
Aprendí de mi padre que era mecánico.
So my childhood is really troubled.
Mi
around 12 years old, to try kind of get out of trouble and, you know, seek direction, I started working every summer with my uncle Jerry, which he did heating and air conditioning, and also built decks on the side. So I was learning a bunch of skills, had all these things keeping me busy, and it just wasn't enough. So this is when I began to get into sports, weight training, and still, yeah, I was troubled, and so around 6 years old, this is when very, very bad things in my life started to happen that left me angry, hateful, and pretty much empty inside. These things include mental, physical, and sexual abuse.
Abuso mental, sexual.
As these things went on, I tried to reach out to adults in my family and also to school counselors to seek advice and help. But no one actually believed me. And so this just turned into me just being a person that would much just keep to myself, no longer, you know, try to seek help, but react in hate and anger and violence. So a few years later, around 10 years old, 10, 11 is when I started doing drugs, pills, alcohol. Anything I could do just to alter my mind and forget the things that were happening in my life. So this is why I got involved in the sports and working with my uncle every summer, is just to try to put all this behind me and block this stuff out. At that time, really, I had no desire to even live anymore.
No tenía deseo de vivir.
Somehow, I just pushed through.
Empujé.
I made it through high school.
Lo logré de high school.
And, you know, just started my career right after high school. A couple years after that is when I met my wife.
Encontré con mi esposa.
We became married. The future was looking up. Things went good for a while, but inside I was still broken and nothing had ever been dealt with. So just a couple years into our marriage, our marriage was starting to fail. But somehow we kept going on, and 5 years into our marriage is when we had our daughters, which filled me full of hope, joy, and excitement. But this was short-lived. When the girls were 3 years old, Charlotte suffered a severe pancreas attack, which she testified this morning, leaving her with a 3-4% chance to live. So this brought back all this anger and this hate to asking God, why, God? Wasn't angry with my wife at all, but just with all the bad things that life has brought my way.
Que Dios ha traído en mi vida malas.
But even in my asking God why and not seeking God,
por qué Dios?
God was still there to answer my wife and all the prayers that were given for her. He was there in every doctor, every medical machine, every medicine, every different hospital that we went to. And eventually God setting my wife free of her hospital bed and her healing begins. So as my wife begins to heal, I started thinking about my own pain and depression and the problems that I have with myself. I've always been a person that has always done everything for myself, by myself. I've never asked for help from anyone. But there's one thing I couldn't do myself, and that was fix myself. So about 3 years ago is when I started coming here to CLC.
Cuando vine a CLC.
And on that day, Pastor Shauna was preaching. And I don't remember everything she was preaching about, but the one thing that really stuck with me was she was saying that no matter what happens to us in life, no matter how bad it is, that God is not to blame for what the things that are happening to us. And that hit me deep because I have been blaming God for everything my entire life. So after church, Pastor Shauna starts to approach me, and there was no one else standing around, so she was coming for me. And she tells me that something big was about to happen in my life. That God is always listening. He never gives up on us. So to turn to Him and give it all to God, and it will change my life. So as I began to pray, not only with myself, but in groups, with my brothers, in our group meetings, with my family, all these things that have been holding me down and weighing me down finally begin to lift away. And then I begin to do things that I not normally do, such as joining the First Touch team.
And
it's been over a year now. Going to mentoring meetings with Pastor Doug, meetings with our group men things, sharing and praying with everyone, volunteering to help with our children's department. Me and my wife, we do one Sunday a month with pre-K. We're here every Wednesday. Recently, I joined the maintenance team here, so if you see me working around here, that's what I'm doing.
Si ves aquí trabajando, eso es lo que estás haciendo.
So I never knew God was working on me my whole life. But it's crazy how God works. Not only does he work through us to repair us, he uses other people to reach out to us as well. So thank you, Pastor Doug, Pastor Shauna, Pastor Cruz, Pastor Patricia, our praise team. Thank you, my brothers, my family, my in-law family, just for never giving up, for spreading God's word, for spreading God's love, for putting all your hard work and dedication into everything that goes into the Sundays. And we thank you. I thank God just for changing me, for changing my mind, my heart, just renewing me. I've never been much of a speaker, so for me just to be up here today is just to show us how God has been just working through me and changing me. Growing stronger in faith and spirit so I can finally live the life, live the path that has been chosen for me.
Que Dios ha dado para mí.
So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pastor,
gracias, Pastor
Cruz, for getting me to come up here and read my testimony. This is definitely not the end of my story, but it's a new beginning.
Yes. Charlotte, can you come, please? Pastor Shauna, Pastor Neil. I want to pray for both.
We want to play for both of them.
Ponte de pie.
May you stand up.
Ponte
on your
de
feet.
Pie.
Let's stand up.
Dile a la persona que está enseguida.
Tell the person who's next
Dios
to you.
Dios es real.
God is real.
Si lo hizo con él.
If he can do it with him.
Puede hacer conmigo.
He can do it with me.
Díselo.
Tell them.
Esto tiene que sacudir tu espíritu.
This has to shake your spirit.
El testimonio más grande.
The testimony, the biggest testimony.
No fue que Jesús sanara un ciego.
It's not that Jesus would just heal the blind.
Que sanara 10 leprosos.
That would heal the leprosies.
Si al último nomás vino uno.
See, at the end just one came.
Y le dio honra a Dios.
And he gave glory to God.
El testimonio más grande.
The biggest testimony
y que
is
hay en el cielo hay fiesta.
That there's joy and party in heaven.
Esto.
It's this right here.
Un hombre se arrepiente.
A man repents.
La vida es transformada.
A life is changed.
Esto es real.
This is real.
Dios es real.
God is real.
Tienes que tener esperanza.
You need to have hope.
Quizá tú no lo has experimentado a esa magnitud.
Maybe you have not experienced in that level.
Lo tienes que vivir.
But you have to live it.
A lo mejor lo has vivido 50%.
Maybe you have lived 50%.
Dios no quiere que vivas un arrepentimiento 50%.
God doesn't want you to live a repentance of 50%.
Dios quiere 100%.
He wants 100%.
Lo tiene para ti.
He has it for you.
Tus decisiones.
Your decisions.
Y tu fe.
And your faith.
Hacen una diferencia.
Are the ones that make the difference.
Vamos a orar por ellos.
We're going to pray for them.
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús.
Heavenly Father, in this moment,
te doy gracias.
We give thank you.
Señor, tu mano ha estado fuerte en la vida de ellos.
Father, your hand has been strong in their lives.
Charlotte, Dios ha conocido tu corazón.
God has known your heart.
Él conoce tus lágrimas.
He knows your tears.
Él conoce lo que tú has orado.
He knows what you have been praying.
Nunca se ha apartado.
That he has never left you.
Aunque has andado en valle de sombras,
and even though you have walked in the valley of the shadow,
contigo.
He has been with the
él ha prometido.
That he has promised.
Nunca te dejaré.
He will never forsake you.
Y él lo ha cumplido.
And he has accomplished it.
Padre, gracias.
Father, thank you.
Gracias por este hogar y esta
thank
familia.
You for this home, this family.
Que tú has sanado y restaurado.
That you have healed and restored.
O yo declaro sobre ellos.
We declare today over them.
Se abre algo nuevo sobre sus
new,
vidas.
Something new it's upon their lives.
Mike.
Charlotte.
Quiero que vayan.
I want you to go.
Den de gracia lo que de gracia han recibido.
Give from grace what you have received from grace.
Hoy tú tienes la autoridad, Mike.
Now you have the authority, Mike.
Hoy tú tienes la autoridad, Charlotte.
Now you have the authority, Charlotte.
Para hablar de parte de él.
To talk, to speak
Dios
about
sana.
Him. God is a healer.
Dios es fiel.
God is faithful.
Dios es real.
God is real.
Mike, tú tienes la autoridad,
Mike,
hoy.
You have the authority today.
Para hablar a los hombres.
To speak to the men.
Y decirles.
And tell them.
Dios restaura.
God is a restorer.
Dios cambia.
God is a changer.
Dios llena.
God is a fulfiller.
O yo declaro sobre tu vida, Mike.
I declare upon your life.
En este momento yo declaro que esta boca.
That this mouth
se abre con autoridad.
Is going to open with authority.
O yo pongo sobre ti.
And now I declare
un
over
carbón
you.
Encendido.
And a fire
que nunca se va a poder
that will never cease dry.
O yo declaro que tu vida.
Now I declare over
sirve.
Your life. That your life serves.
Hablarle a otros hombres.
To speak to another man.
O yo declaro que este hogar.
I declare that this house. That this family.
Se levanta.
That it's going to rise
con
up.
Autoridad.
With authority.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Espíritu Santo.
His Holy Spirit.
O yo los sello una vez más.
We seal them.
Reciban una
receive,
doble porción.
Receive the anointing.
Triple porción.
The anointing.
Soplo sobre sus vidas.
We blow upon their lives.
Gloria.
Glory.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén, Señor.
Amen.
Pastor Shannon, Pastor Neil. That's okay. All right. Gracias. Gracias. Oh, man. Wow. Wow. That is good. Dios es fiel. Dios es bueno.
God is good. God is great.
Nos quedan 4 minutos.
We have 4 minutes left.
Y terminamos.
And we're done.
Dios lo que hizo ya lo hizo.
What God did already did.
Si quieres saber cuál es los siguientes puntos.
If you want to know what's the following points.
Punto número 2.
Point number 2.
Restauración.
Restoration.
Punto número 3.
Point number 3.
Vida eterna.
Eternal life.
Lo más importante es lo que Dios hizo ya. Póngase sobre
the most important is what God did.
Vamos a terminar. Muchachos de la alabanza. Vénganse para acá
worship.
Corriendo. Yes. Vénganse para acá corriendo. Equipos de la alabanza.
If the team could come worship team.
¿Dónde están?
Everyone.
Pero córrenle.
Let's go.
Vamos a alabar a Dios.
Let's go to praise God.
Yes.
Because He's glorious.
Wow. Qué lindo, de veras. De alabanza, sí. Hubo un canto que entonábamos que decía algo que creemos. I believe. ¿Cómo era? La segunda. El canto que cantamos, el primero y el segundo, de que creemos. Ay, no me acuerdo. Okay. Wow. Ay, Señor Jesús, gracias, Padre. Estamos de fiesta, ¿verdad?
We are
estamos
on
de
party,
fiesta.
Right?
Estamos de fiesta.
We on party.
Pues vamos a adorarle.
Let's glorify.
Sí. Vamos a adorarle.
Let's glorify.
Wow. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Jesús.
It's not about you. Give me a favor. Can you close your eyes in a few moments? Cierra tus ojos por unos momentos. When you close your eyes, it's because nobody takes your attention. Cuando tú cierras tus ojos es para que nadie tome tu atención. Yo necesito que tú te concentres.
I need to just be concentrated.
Por lo que viene a tu vida.
For what it's coming to your life.
Viene una decisión.
There's a decision.
Tu Naham está aquí.
Your Naham is here.
Hoy es tiempo.
Today is time.
De recibir el Naham.
To receive that Naham.
El arrepentimiento.
The repentance.
Arrepiéntete.
Repent.
Porque el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
God's kingdom is near.
Jesús está aquí.
Jesus is here.
Él quiere limpiarte de todo tu pecado.
He wants to wipe away from all your sins.
De todo lo que está en tu corazón.
From everything that is in your heart.
En tu mente.
In your mind.
En tu conducta.
In your actions.
Él te quiere dar propósito.
He wants to give you purpose.
Tu Naham está aquí.
Your Naham is here.
Sé sensible.
Be sensitive.
Dios ha estado hablándote.
God is talking to you.
Dios te ha estado mostrando.
God has been showing you.
Lo que tienes que dejarle.
What you need to give him.
Lo que tienes que arrepentirte.
What you have to repent.
Hoy es el tiempo de tu Naham.
Today is your Naham day.
Hoy es tiempo que tú salgas de aquí.
It's time for you to leave out of this place.
Con paz.
With peace.
Con un refrigerio.
With with joy.
Con una fe de que Dios.
With faith that God.
Ha cambiado tu presente.
Has changed your presence.
Y te ofrece un futuro diferente.
And it gives you a new future.
Tu Naham está aquí.
Your Naham is here.
Si hoy Dios ha hablado de una manera muy personal.
If God has spoken to your life, very personal.
Quiero que tomes ese paso.
I want you to take that step.
Y esa decisión.
And that decision.
Y de venir y te tengas la libertad.
And just to have the freedom.
De venir aquí enfrente.
That come to this, here in the front.
Y traerlo esto al Señor.
And just bring it forth to God.
No necesitas decirnos.
You don't need to tell us.
De qué es tu Naham.
What's your Naham or your repentance?
O tu arrepentimiento.
Your repentance.
Con que tú vengas y se lo entregues al Señor.
That would you just come and just give it to him.
Dios lo sabe.
God knows it.
Dios lo conoce.
God knows it.
Y Dios ve eso.
And God sees this.
Así que vamos a entonar una vez más esta melodía.
So we're gonna sing the song again.
Ten la libertad de venir aquí enfrente.
Have the freedom to come forward.
Y entrégale a Dios.
And give it to God.
Con lo que has estado luchando.
With what you have dealing with.
De aquello,
with fighting.
De aquello que te tienes que arrepentir.
That you have to repent.
No necesitas decirnos.
You don't need to tell us.
Pero vamos a orar por ti.
But we're going to pray for you.
Para que Dios te ayude en este caminar.
That God will help you in this walk.
Holy Spirit, break us. Come and overtake us. You're the one we're living for. Holy Spirit, lead us to the heart of Jesus. There is nothing we want more. We want more.
Tenido la oportunidad,
if you were not able to have the opportunity
de invitar a Jesús a tu corazón,
to invite Jesus Christ in your heart,
hoy tienes esta oportunidad.
Today you have this opportunity.
Ahí donde tú estás,
there where you are,
Solamente haz una oración.
Just do a prayer.
Creyéndola en tu corazón.
Believing in your heart.
Y créelo.
And believe.
Algo va a cambiar en tu vida.
Something is going to change in your life.
Si hoy tú quieres,
if today you want,
recibir a Jesús,
to receive Jesus Christ,
reconocerlo,
to acknowledge Him,
como el Hijo de Dios,
as your Lord and Savior,
que vino a la tierra,
that came to the earth,
a morir por ti en la cruz,
to die on a cross,
y que su sangre te limpia de todo pecado,
and your life, that His blood cleans you from all sin,
y que solamente a través de Él hay vida eterna,
and only through Him there's eternal life.
Si tú hoy lo reconoces,
if you recognize Him,
y lo quieres aceptar,
and you want to accept Him,
es algo muy sencillo,
it's something very simple.
Solamente es una oración,
it's just a small prayer,
pero esta oración,
but this prayer,
cambia radicalmente,
change radical.
Si tú quieres hacerlo hoy,
if you want to do it today,
repite conmigo,
repeat with me the following.
Señor, en esta hora,
Jesus, in this morning,
primeramente yo reconozco mi condición delante de ti.
I recognize my condition in front of you.
He vivido de una manera que no te agrada.
I live a life that maybe doesn't please you.
He cometido muchos errores.
I make many mistakes.
Hoy me arrepiento de todos ellos.
Today I repent from them.
Quiero que me perdones.
I ask that you forgive me.
Pero también quiero que me cambies.
And I ask that you change me.
Ayúdame a superar.
Help me to get over
todos los malos momentos que he pasado en la tierra.
All the bad moments that I've lived in the earth.
Todo aquello que me ha afectado.
Everything that has hurt me.
Hoy yo invito a Jesús a mi corazón.
I ask Jesus to come to my heart.
Hoy lo reconozco como el Hijo de Dios.
I recognize Him as God, the Son of God.
En el nombre de Jesús oro.
In the name of Jesus I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Gracias, Jesús.
Thank you.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, I'd love for you to come and just join one of our prayer team members here and just to seal what God has done. And they want to give you some information, some further direction as to how to live for God. Amen. Amen. I want to ask you to stand to your feet. I know we're a little bit later in the time than what we normally are, but I thought it was interesting that we got to celebrate communion this morning. And right after the message, we got to share and hear some testimonies. And the Word of God says that they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And today we celebrated both. That we celebrated the blood of the Lamb through communion. And that we got to hear testimony. We got to hear testimony. There's overcoming here. That the house is filled with the power of overcoming. Overcoming the evil one. Overcoming trials. Overcoming temptations. Overcoming situations. Overcoming every attack. But there's the power of the overcomer is here. The power of the overcomer is here today. And so, Father, we just want to thank you for going before us and making the way. You told us, Lord, to be of good cheer, for you have overcome the world. Trials will come our way, but be of good cheer, because you have already overcome the world. And so, Father, because you have overcome the world through Jesus Christ, we now overcome the world through you. We overcome, Lord God, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We who have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, we indeed say so, Lord. And we thank you for your overcoming power today in Jesus' name. If you are in need of prayer, if you just gave your life to the Lord, or if you're in need of healing or any miracle or breakthrough that you need in your life, we invite you to come and join one of our prayer team members. We'd be happy to pray for you. Amen. God bless you and keep you. Hug somebody before you go, and we will see you next time. God bless you.